listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, trying to figure out how to survive this post-apocalypse. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, wondering if the odds are ever in his favor if he's never seen any of these movies.
It's an interesting one to think about, because we have the fifth of the Hunger... Well, no, actually, technically sixth. We have the sixth of the Hunger Games movies coming out because they stupidly split the third one into two parts. One of them has been a prequel, and now we have another prequel, and part of me is like, well, this kind of looks cool, but part of me is like, why should I care? Before we get into this trailer specifically, I have an issue with prequels covering parts of a story that we've already resolved. A distant prequel is one thing. When you get something that's further back that just is set in the world and it can have its own characters doing its own thing, that's fine. But when you have a prequel to a story that is resolved in a big old four-part series that we've already watched before, what is the point of going back and filling in gaps in a story that aren't really gaps?
Money?
Yeah, well, okay, that's the studio's point. But what's the point for the rest of us? What's the thing that makes us want to watch this? Film is about Haymitch, who's the trainer that helps out Katniss in the main movies. And his time being part of the Reaping. The Sunrise of the Reaping is the trailer and blah, blah, blah. But it's Hunger Games prequel number two. And I mean, we already know Haymitch survives, so there's no tension around him. It's about him with President Snow. We already know President Snow survives. I'm very confused what the point of this story is when there's no tension around the main characters and we already know what happens 25 years down the road.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't know that's who the characters were. I didn't understand because I'd never seen any of these.
So maybe it's cool for you.
Yeah, it looks like an interesting movie to me. Like, I can go into this without knowing how it ends up, which is kind of, I guess, pretty rare. I don't know how any of these things are. So maybe I'll actually watch this one and we could talk about it and I'll give you my thoughts and then you can pick them apart. I don't know why we get movies like that sometimes. Like, sometimes you get movies, and like, I hate to reference Star Wars, but they're easy to pick on. Sometimes you get movies like Rogue One that like find that lane that you're talking about. Like, this is a prequel that's been resolved, but like, I'm into this story and it lives in its own little universe. And like, you almost find yourself rooting for them to win, even though you knew it was going to happen. And then you have like The Mandalorian and Grogu. Now Grogu's got to be in everything. Like, it's just this weird dynamic, and like, you know, some people don't do it well. But I mean, visually the movie looks appealing too. Some cool scenes, cool visuals. I'm pretty sure Hunger Games is known for that. Hopefully it's only improved, but I mean, we'll see. Like, Ralph Fiennes, that's got some stay power for me. I'll check it out to see like how I can look at it versus someone like you who knows how the lore goes. Like, that could be fun. I'll avoid everything else with them for now.
It was my complaint with the original movies was the fact that you understand the films best if you've read the books, because there's some plot details that somehow made it on the cutting room floor that really flesh in some details that make the story work better. Like, for instance, it's the Hunger Games. What's the benefit to the people if they fight in the Hunger Games beyond they survive? There's actually a reason why they're called the Hunger Games, which is that the district that they live in gets fed for a year and they get rich and other stuff. And none of that comes across in the movies. You don't understand what goes on in the Hunger Games beyond they have to fight and then they die or don't. So, like, details like that are missing from the movies. And so I'm only halfway informed because I've only watched the movies, and I watched them once because they were there.
Gotcha.
I'm not a Hunger Games guy. I'm never going to be. But this trailer came out, and I'm like, well, it's relevant. And I assumed we both watched them, and then I was wrong on that.
I'm sorry to like disappoint. No, it's fine. I don't know, but all I see this is it's an opportunity for content.
It is. It's well, and that's I think what this movie is for the studio is like. Sure, the novelist has her reasons for telling the story because she wants to go on a very anti-consumerism, anti-tyranny storytelling that most readers apparently aren't getting, and definitely people who watch the movies aren't getting. So I understand her motivation for trying to fill in these gaps. But from a perspective of a movie viewer and from the perspective of the studio, from the perspective of this series, a midquel, because that's kind of what this is, an interquel like this, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know everything to an extent beyond, well, this happened at this one. Like, are we going to start documenting every Hunger Game just for the sake of seeing them because they're there? That's... not that you can do anything past, because, spoiler, the series does end, and you no longer have Hunger Games, double spoiler. I guess it's one of those things where it's like, can we just tell a new story, please?
I mean, you know, we said it before, kind of like with the K-pop Demon Hunter Chicken McNuggets. What's old is new, and what's new is old again. Like, I don't know. Like, we keep retreading this crap,
yeah.
You know, and yeah. people keep paying for it, and we, you know, we keep going to see it. Like, I think that's just kind of the world we live in now. No one has an original thought. And, you know, I could unfortunately see something like this turn into like a trilogy again in and of itself, you know, watch that happen. And then we didn't need that, but I'm sure we're going to get it.
I'm sure at some point we'll get another one of these interquills that fleshes in some other detail that we didn't need to know.
Yeah. 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 Who was Hamish? Is that Woody Harrelson's character?
That in the original movies? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I at least knew that.
I liked Woody Harrelson in the movies. He was mm-hmm. fun. Like, I mm-hmm. actually didn't hate the original four movies to a certain... The last one's kind of weak, because it's that problem of when you take a single story and split it into two movies. Like,
yeah,
it gets uneven. The Harry Potters had the same problem. The Divergent series didn't even get to finish itself because the studio didn't pay for the last one. Like,
yeah.
These are still going, and I guess that's great. And if you're a Hunger Games fan, yay. But mm-hmm. This one in particular, I'm really struggling. I could kind of get the previous prequel because it was at the very start of the Hunger Games when they were finally coming together. So you kind of got an idea of, like, this is how the whole epic started. But this one right here is just like, here's a middle entry. There you go.
I don't know. They're bridging that gap, I guess. Maybe there's a clamoring fan base out there that wants the Hamish story that you guys didn't get in the other movies. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. If it's not Hamish / fiction, are we even interested? I mean, come on.
But, I mean, you know, you already don't have Woody Harrelson in there, so right. I'm already only partially interested.
Yeah, it's all... Oh, well. It'll come out. I'll see it at some point. You maybe will watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it just to kind of see if it's a good movie or not for the channel. Like, why not? But, like, I'll like it.
I want to
do a Hunger Game one, then. I don't know.
I want to do a review with you only watching this one and nothing else and see if you even follow along with what's going on. That'll be interesting.
I'm down to give it a try. That's
interesting. I like that. Ah, well, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, going off to write our own Hamish/fiction. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, again, like Hunger Games about food, gonna go make dinner. See y'all later.
We will see you all next time.